we go. Oh, baby, welcome to Duck It Motherfucking Dialogue.
Oh, man, that was pretty good.
Going hard here.
Take this for some bad fucking luck. Dude and his wife retired, like 65 years old. At their, like, joint retirement party, was carrying gifts out to their car and fell.
Carrying what now?
The retirement gifts.
Oh, they're gifts. Okay. Yeah.
Fell and, like, broke his neck to the point where he lost all function from, like, neck down. So, like, you know, the doctors in there, they put screws in the neck and all this other shit and screws in the skull and they did all this shit. Last I knew, as of this week, he was able to wiggle his toes, which is, like, huge, right? So he might recover. But, like, it really, like, humanizes the fact that, like, you work all your life and then, like, you trip, fall, break your neck, and you're fucked.
You're fucking done. You don't know, dude.
You're fucking...
You save for retirement to go, what do you got? Oh, you're going to play it.
Dude, this is it right here.
Oh, we're going to watch.
This is money right here. It's the money shot. Hold
on. It's not playing, bro.
What the fuck?
But the train's like 20 minutes away.
That sucks, dude.
I'm going to play it here in just a second.
Going from, you're like, dude, I'm free. Finally. All that work paid off. Yeah. Crack, dude. Done, son.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I tried to do as much stupid shit as when I was younger as I could. Okay, Dave.
Did you see him sitting in the fucking cab there?
Okay,
we're watching it.
I like his hat.
I love his hat. Dude, guy looks legit. Nice mustache, too.
Yeah, dude. The mustache did not save him. Oh, he looked, yeah. Here we go.
No, not yet. He hasn't made it to the train tracks yet.
Going down the track. I hear the train a coming. He's listening to Johnny Cash too. I hear the train a coming.
No, he's putting his seatbelt on because he sees a cop. He literally just put his seatbelt on because he saw a cop. Here's the railroad tracks. Hold on a second. Yeah, I'm gonna look left, not right. And here we go. Wham!
Wait for it.
Oh shit! Go, go, go!
Oh! Oh! Oh, yo.
He was over in the passenger seat for a second.
Jesus.
Is it going to play it again? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Playing it again. I think it's...
Jeez.
Jesus.
He's all right.
Sorry, guys.
He was fine.
Yeah, he's definitely fine.
He's fine.
Cab view. Oh, yeah, the cop drove by right there, and he goes, oh, shit, I better put on my seatbelt real quick here.
That's what he's...
Yeah, or unless he knew that he was
that
just
going to... That was his problem. Seatbelt save lives. If he would have just had his seatbelt on to begin with, he wouldn't have been distracted by the popo.
Yeah, it's weird though because there is. It is blinking though. Look at, oh Jesus Christ! I probably just lost it there.
What's blinking?
He's gonna look. He's gonna look again.
And he's gonna get pancaked.
He put his seatbelt on like to go over the railroad tracks. That's what I'm worried about.
Dude, oops. That's terrible.
Jesus.
Oh fucking A. Crushed.
Piss.
I remember looking at it. I did find it. So, gonna pee?
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna pause it?
No, we don't pause nothing, dude. We send this thing freaking raw, man. Have you or
need
to sack out on here?
I need more ice. I know that. I can tell you that.
What are you drinking?
Why don't we do a quick pause, real quick? I got seltzer and vodka.
You can go. Poland Spring. Talk to the audience. I'll do an ad.
Talk to them.
I'll plug.
You should.
I'll plug either Kraft 900,345. Their food's A-okay, maybe. No, he charged us double, bro. We went there to eat there at Kraft 836-4592-3000, and he gave us the menus. We told him, right? He had a thing set aside for us, a table set aside for us, and he had little pieces of paper with new prices scotch taped over all the prices. And we peeled them off. They were
on
all double on the menu, bro. Charges double. Yep.
Is that real life?
No.
You're lying. That's so fucked up. You're an asshole.
He goes, is that real life?
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying. I just don't know if I would. I mean,
you're like, he'd do that. You did that to me.
I mean,
you know what, though? We're going to pretend that he did do that, and then we're going to tell him he sucks for doing that.
You're gonna edit this.
No.
Kraft 836. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's okay. You know, I'll
all right,
give
go
it
get
a,
your ice. I'm gonna pause it. Pausing.
Pause some ice.
All right.
Recording in progress.
Oh, it tells you guys that too.
Yes. That's
being sneaky.
It literally it has like a consent form that comes up every time you say recording. Are you okay with this? And I said no, but it still records it. I don't get it.
Am I okay with this? No.
No, I'm not okay with this.
This today's episode is yes. brought to you by Reading Rainbow. It's all right.
I'll be right back.
Wishbone, dude. Remember Wishbone?
Oh, I do remember Wishbone. Little, not a beagle. Was it a, no, a
Jack Russell
terrier. Man. Yeah.
Yeah, girl. Dude.
A Jack Russell terror.
There it is.
What are you drinking on over there that we're sponsored by?
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup. Do an ad for him. Do a sponsor.
Tin Cup whiskey comes with a little measuring cup made out of tin for all your whiskey drinking needs.
Oh, I like that. Tin Cup. It's all right.
Tin Cup. It's all right.
It'll do just fine. It'll do all right.
It'll get you where you need to be. All right.
Yeah.
What's up, man? You're talking about all them hurricanes and stuff. I'm sure you probably brought it up before, but I wasn't on. You know, how'd that go for you and work and shit, man?
Good, man. I'm actually I really enjoy doing that. It's nice being able to kind of do that seasonally and work a ton of hours. I think I worked like 600 hours in 5 weeks, something along those, along that term. But I mean, honestly, when it's not very, I like it because I can get a bunch of hours really quick and, well, not really quick, as long as the hours go, it takes the same amount
right,
of time.
60 minutes, right?
Yeah, but I can, you know, if you think about it, in a 52-week year, you work 50 weeks out of that year typically if you have a 9-to-5, and you work 50 out of those 52 weeks, right, because you have two-week vacation, and you're working 40 hours a week, so you're working about 2,000 hours a year. I, like, 1 year I freaking, I think it was like 1,700 hours or something like that in like 4 months, 5 months. So I worked almost a whole year's worth of hours in, you know, a short period of time. Yeah. So I like being able to do that. And then I can kind of, you know, do this and do my graphic design and all, you know, my website stuff. And I have it set up where I have, you know, my basic needs. I have everything kind of covered, and then everything extra. I just got to work harder, get extra butt plugs.
Duffney collects authentic Nazi butt plugs. So you were looking to sell
be careful.
Well, no,
be careful. You don't want
to
get suspended.
They
here,
have to
Kyrie.
Come with no, they have to come with authentic photos because they have certificates of authenticity.
Of them being
but no,
used.
It shows an SS it has an SS officer bent over with the plug in, and it has a little Nazi sign on the back of it. So you know it's authentic.
Great.
And they're all wood.
Yes.
They're made out of birch wood because it's this nice, soft wood.
With no finish on them for extra splinters.
I don't know if birch is soft. But
splintered for his pleasure.
Yeah. Well, hey, if anyone deserves a splintery butt plug, it is the Nazis.
Correct.
I also condone I condone all Nazis. I'm not a Nazi supporter.
You condemn all Nazis. If you condone it, then me.
I condemn. I condemn.
Oh, man. Holy fuck. We just got canceled and we only have 10 fucking listeners.
I condone.
Oh.
No, you condemn.
No, you condemn. Condemn. Oh, my God.
Condone Nazism brought to you by Coors. It's all right.
Oh, my God. Dude, I'm literally sweating and I don't even know why. We're gonna have 48 listens. This is our big break. You literally just broke us out of this whole podcast thing, dude. Good. We're literally gonna have a million fucking listens on this one.
We might be
even Duffney Nazi racist. condones.
They find him. He's gonna have pictures outside of his house tomorrow.
But like, I was just a grown man at a Jewish wedding. I promise. I'm not a Nazi.
Oh my god.
Wow, that was a good laugh.
Oh great. Fuck.
When I was saying it, I was like, that doesn't sound right. I'm like, I keep saying condone.
You said it like three fucking times. I know, I condone. I condone. I condone. Yeah, I condone Nazism. That's what he says. I'm like, what the fuck? No.
He was so like proud of it. He's like, I condone Nazism.
He's just sitting there. He's sitting there with his fucking fist out.
Yeah.
I condone. Oh, condemn, wow. Guys. Hey, wow. C words, man. Yeah. Don't get them confused, right?
You know, yeah, like, don't ever call your wife a cunt either. Yeah.
Don't
oh, man.
A cat or cunt. I'm going to say cat. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, so, dude, yeah. Don't condone Nazis.
Word of the day brought to you by Sesame Street is condemn. Condemn Nazis.
Condone? Condone? No?
We're going to start defining words here.
Today's those two are very easily
the letter C, condemn.
Steve's like, yeah, we gotta stop. No,
no, that's great.
Do you know somebody's gonna be listening to this and listening to him go, I condone Nazis. I condone them.
I'm gonna make that the soundbite. I'm and just gonna do a soundbite, and like, that'll be the.
They're not even gonna listen any further. They're gonna immediately.
I condone Nazism.
Like multiple times.
Oh man, that was.
They'll just
that
take that
fucking
clip and they'll put it over and over again. He says it like four times. You can see.
He's looking for reassurance from us. Like, guys, can you tell me that this is the word I want right now? Just tell me this is the word I want right now. Just he's looking at us.
He was Titanic.
You expect me to know condemn versus condone? And I'm colorblind, and you expect me to know the difference between condemn and condone? Come on, guys.
Yeah, just don't cut the green wire. Oh, wait, is it red?
Handicap.
At this point, don't matter what wire you cut, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I told
just
you I was
all
retarded.
Woo!
Talk show host claims to be retarded and condones Nazism.
That's a big headline down in fucking Texas tomorrow. Oh,
that's
my gonna
God be nationwide.
Claims to be retarded. If you claim to be retarded, aren't you essentially retarded?
Yeah.
Right. In this day and age.
I mean, I guess it's special needs nowadays, but I mean, the R word
is
kind
of. I have special needs. When I say retarded, I just think of retarded in the Webster definition of retarded, where I am delayed in learning. My learning is delayed.
I give up.
I told you I'm done.
Oh shit! I fucking haven't laughed that hard. Oh my god! Oh, I gotta stop. Oh. Oh my god! Oh fuck! Oh my god! Oh. Oh. I can't. Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, man.
Hold on,
I too now I'm also sweating, bro.
Is that the word I'm looking for? Am I using that word wrong? Oh.
Look it up.
That's what retarded means. I've been using it wrong.
You've been using condone wrong, too. Wrong. Oh, God. I condone you having sex with this other man.
Oh, it was a good laugh.
Wow.
My eyes hurt.
I think I could still keep laughing.
Yeah. He was so like proclamity. He was like, I proclaim that I condone Nazis.
Trying to condemn it.
I can use the I could use the R word because I'm a retard.
Dude, all right.
If kind of being like I can call you a faggot because I'm gay. You know what I mean? Yeah, sorry.
No, that's true.
I'm not going to go there.
If you're gay, you can call people faggots. I think so.
I mean, I can say, I not call them, say.
We can say faggot. Yeah, you don't want to say it. You don't want to call them that.
You can condone the term faggot.
You condone it. Yeah, you got to condone it. I condemn faggot as well. No, but dude.
He goes, I condemn faggots.
I condemn the word faggot as well. Not I can. I condemn the word
you
faggot.
You did not say that. You better go back in the reel and check that one because you said condemn faggots.
We're fucking fucked here.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get back on track here, boys.
Yeah, I don't even know where the track is, dude. It's running over homeboy still. We're done.
Anyways, you guys have got midterms coming up here, right? Everybody's got elections coming up.
Yeah, I think those are coming up.
Are you guys happy with what your outcomes look like, or is it a toss up?
I don't know. I just
mean everything goes in cycles, right? So the Republicans will take back the House and the Senate, and then the Democrats will run the presidency, and then you know when they switch again, everything keeps switching, just keeps taking a turn.
It just needs to. It's just funny. We got this Hochul. Up here in New York, and she is about as prime as Cuomo was, man. So,
no.
She is something. She's something.
In New York,
we got this Lee Zeldin. Kathy Hochul took over after
Cuomo.
Cuomo's alleged sex scandal, but he did, you know, resign for whatever reason. Because I mean, I don't know if the pressure was mounting, but he denies it all. Now he's got his own podcast too. He's only got about tens of listeners.
Dude, we got way more listeners than Cuomo.
Yeah,
dude.
Fuck yeah, dude, absolutely. But Lee Zeldin, this Republican man, he's crushing it. He's about one point ahead. It is a toss up in New York State right now. It really is. Well, but
do you how impacted by your state is the Supreme Court's overturned by Roe v. Wade? Because everything in Ohio, which that whole Supreme Court decision to give that right back to the state, every smut ad that's ran is, oh, so and so's okay with this, and so and so hates this, and I'm like, what about their politics?
It's not about politics anymore. It's about theatrics and who has the most fucking lobbyists behind them.
Who has the most likes on fucking Twitter?
Yeah,
it's fucking
honest to God.
You're right. I mean, I want to know more. You disagree or you agree with that one specific thing. So, where's the rest of it?
Roe v. Wade's a big thing in whatever their campaigning is. But that's across the country. I'm not saying here in New York, but the biggest thing in New York is the cashless
Supreme Court thing. It's not even a state.
Correct. I understand that. And nobody, but our thing is cashless bail, the reform that we had. So,
yes.
So the new one. The biggest headline that just came out is, it's this this guy that's been, he served 15 years in prison. He went in on camera, physically beat his girlfriend, half to death. And it was caught on camera. This fucker got let out the same day after getting booked and fingerprinted and shit like that. Got let out and then went back to her house. Don't quote me on this, but went back to her house within a very, very, very short amount of time and shot her in the fucking head, killed her, murdered her.
Kidding me?
Cold fucking blood. No, not at all. Not kidding.
When did this happen?
This week, this past week.
In New York? Happened
Tuesday, Wednesday in New York, yeah.
Oh my God.
That cashless bail is actually, it has a lot of momentum within the entire country because it also comes with no stop and chase, right? You can't chase criminals anymore.
Look at New York City. It literally turned a blind eye. They don't give a fuck. There's guys shooting up heroin in there. There's guys legitimately selling, not just marijuana. Marijuana is in the past. You know, I'm talking hard drugs from heroin, you know, to
drug pills, the opium fields, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And they're turning a blind eye. These people are shooting up in like broad daylight, you know, walking around like zombies, and nobody's doing anything because, for one, they're just going to get let back out, and they're not going to do any time until they're actually, until their date comes, you know, from there. But they're let out. It's like, so the biggest thing was that I read this article, and it was like, you know, what happens, you know, when this person gets let out? Why aren't we, you know, putting restraining orders on him, or, you know, restraining or just keeping him in there? I mean, he beat this fucking lady. Like, you'd see that. I watched the video. He literally beat the fuck out of this girl and gets let out within 24 hours. No, he was on camera. There was a camera in the house or wherever where it was. Okay. I couldn't quite make out where she actually got beat up at.
It was probably a Wyze camera or Waze or however you say it. Amazon has them. They're also a sponsor of video. They're all right.
Yep. All right. They're just all right.
All right. So,
but yeah, so it's just like, and this is happening all over the place, like all over New York State. There was a guy a couple months ago. he got let out on cash's bail. He was a hardened criminal. He's been arrested 50 times. And this dad went down to visit his son at his college and was murdered from this guy that just got let out of fucking like cash's bail, no bail.
Christ.
So there's multiple people.
Oh, it's not multiple.
Committing
it's
an offense and
hundreds, and it's not the ones that we just don't hear about. It's all over the place. So yeah,
it feels like
huge.
They're more, and that goes a lot with the, you know, police brutality and all that, and
this is where it stems from.
Well, yeah, and like how criminals are treated, right? So then they want them to be treated justly, but now we're at the point where we're treating criminals better than the victims. Like you look at that Parkland school shooter. Where he most certainly should have gotten the death penalty, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
And
yeah. like,
and they
within the week that he got sentenced,
they blamed it on him having mental issues and this and that, and totally discounting the 17 kids and faculty.
That has to do with our judiciary system, though. I mean, that's like, that has to do with
correct.
That definitely has it with the good and the bad and being a lawyer and shit like that. You know what I mean? That has, you know, again, I'm not trying to, you know, not say that this doesn't have to do with what we're talking about.
Well, it's like systemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm just saying.
But
like
the judiciary system is so fucked on top
fucked
of it. It's been fucking broken. It's been broken. This guy is a fucking idiot. He's a psychopath. I don't give a fuck about mental stability. He knew what he was doing when he went in there, when he went shooting those fucking people. You know, fuck that. You know, put a needle in him. Fucking kill him. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I'm sorry if this.
I heard
this.
No.
I thought we go back to the electric chairman.
Dude, hell yeah. But one of like the testimonials from the, or not testimonials, the fuck, I am horrible at words. The impact scenes from the fucking victim.
You condemn it or condone it?
The testimonial. But the fucking. Hearing the dad talk about how, you know, throughout the case, he was able to hear exactly what happened to his child. And hearing that this guy went and shot his daughter, I think she's 14, twice, point blank range. And then on the next, like, went and shot up everyone else. And then on the way passing back through, shot her. I think she was already dead at that point, but shot her multiple times on the way back through. Like, just her, like, so fucked up.
Look at Cody Lane. The school shooter, Cody Lane, which was like Chardon, Ohio. Well, I mean, 20 minutes from me.
When was that one? This year?
Oh, God. No. This was a little while back. This is 2013, maybe.
Okay.
He killed a bunch of kids, right? Chardon school. You can Google it. So they got him. They took him into like be arraigned and they convicted him. At his conviction hearing, he took off his button up shirt. He wrote killer across his chest. And when they were asking him if he feels guilty, he goes, no, the hand that killed your kid's going to masturbate to it later.
Jesus. And he didn't get the death penalty either, right?
No. And they put him in minimum security prison and he escaped. Now he's in max. Like, what are you gonna fucking? Yeah, they put him in minimum security prison, and he escaped, and they put him in max after they caught him.
Holy fuck. The shit you don't hear about throughout the country. Like somebody that lives within this community, you know, somewhere that's I say within the community is
no,
60 mile radius. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Syracuse, you know, guy. I'm a Watertown guy. I'm a Styx guy in Lafargeville, whatever.
Yeah,
you know that's fucking blows my mind.
I had people call me and they're like, hey, you know, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, sitting at home. They're like, you know, he escaped. He's close by. I'm like, yeah, I'll come hang out with you. No problem. what do you do with this shit? And like I spoke earlier about the electric chair.
Yes. Don't
get me wrong. It's crazy, right? But you think about it, when the electric chair was a thing and it was real, people were fucking terrified of it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Listen,
I'm scared of it and it ain't even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I'm fucking terrified of it. Fear stops crimes. When there's no fear, crimes rampant, right?
Mm-hmm. Then you got all these, you know, you got all these people, and we can get back to the stuff we talked about earlier, but we've got all these people out there, you know, worried about everybody else. And like, you, like, let's save this person. He can be saved. No, he can't be fucking saved. He killed
saved
fucking
what?
Children.
Yeah.
Children. Dude. He killed fucking children, kids. You know what I mean? Fuck you, dude. Put a bolt in that fucker's head, man. You know what I mean? Like, let's just be done with it and get on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why
there
do
is
you
no
want to
suffering
that motherfucker?
Listen, there is.
There's no
listen,
redeeming
I work in prison every day. There is.
Yeah. All right.
Look, wait. There is no suffering in prison anymore. You know what I mean? It's not about like, oh, I hope you rot in prison. No, you're going to rot in prison because you know what? They give them everything they fucking want. They have more rights in a prison
mental,
right now
mental,
than we
religion,
do.
Everything. Yeah.
Dude, you want a sex change? You can get a fucking sex change. They'll give you the hormone medicines for fucking free. Seriously, swear to God. It's fucking crazy. Anyways, yeah.
Wait,
they give you free dental.
They
give you have a heart attack, dude. They hold on a second.
Wait, go on.
Heart attack. They'll put you in an ambulance, send you to the hospital, and it's on the state taxpayer's dollars. You know what I mean? That's what the fuck happens in prison. They have more rights than what we have outside of prison. So you better be off. You'd be better off going to prison in this day and age than sitting on this fucking reward. Because for one thing, you don't have to worry about making money. Okay. I'm fine with that. You get three free fucking meals a day. You don't have to worry about buying groceries. Okay. And then, hey, you know what? My fucking tooth hurts or you know what? I can't see right. So I'm going to go to the optometrist. I'm going to go to the fucking dentist.
I have
and I'm going to get everything fucking free.
Issues.
Huh?
I need some Viagra for my erectile dysfunction. You're in prison, but Bucket Dynasty condones my bonerless ways. No, you're right, dude. It's fucking nuts. Look, all right, look at this Dahmer thing on Netflix. Everybody has a problem with it, right? You know what my problem is? There's audio and video of him giving interviews after he was in prison for life. People were celebrating this motherfucker who killed an eight people after he was in prison.
Yeah.
Oh, dude ate a bunch of people and killed kids and fucking molested them and raped them. Oh, but you know what? He's really popular right now, so let's bring him on CNN. Let's have interviews with this motherfucker.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like David Sweat.
Yeah.
But then that legitimizes
them. You're in Ohio.
That legitimizes them. Now people are like, well, cool. Look at the Dahmer thing. I can go do this. Fuck it. I'll rot in prison, but at least I'll be remembered. Yeah. Like it's fucking.
Yeah. They bring this shit up and like they make these documentaries and they keep. All right. So like take it as like a family member of yours was a victim of this. This is an immortalized event.
Yeah.
It'll always be brought up like John Wayne Gacy, like Jeffrey Dahmer and BTK, all these murderers.
Yep.
These events will constantly be immortalized. Every, you know, 5 to 10 years, they'll re-release them, Ted Bundy, all these things, and everybody's like, yeah, I have a super big hard-on for this. Like, yeah, but this guy will never actually die. His crimes will never actually go away until we forget about him as a culture, right?
Yeah. I mean, to fucking send him out,
yep.
Done. Who gives a fuck? Let him be gone.
Yeah. I mean, the guy, you know, you talk about escapes and stuff like that, and, you know, little town stuff, and, you know, that David Sweat. I mean, he's a dweeb, man. Like he's legit. Like I watched
that?
Him.
What is that?
He's the one that escaped from Dan Amora up in upstate New York, and he had a TV show about him that Ben Stiller fucking directed.
What did he do?
Bullshit.
to get into prison?
He was in Binghamton and he shot a cop about 8 times.
Because he shaved his mustache.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And he ran him over like 3 or 4 times. He went backwards, forwards. Yeah. So he ran over and shot him 8 times. Let's say that. So he was in jail, in prison for life.
Yeah.
Then he escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility in, you know, just like Malone area. And you don't know where that is, but it's really way the fuck up north in New York in the bumfucked Egypt area.
No one pays attention to it. And like,
yeah, so he escapes, and it's woods. As soon as you fucking get out of the little tiny little town, it's fucking woods. And the Canadian border is about 15 minutes away from there.
Right. So it's a good runaway.
Keep talking in your mic better. Like I said. Quit turning your head.
So, sorry. So, yeah, he escapes, and he's on the run for like 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And they finally shoot. It's so 2 people actually escaped. I can't remember the other guy's name. I should know this, but it was David Sweat and he got shot in the fucking face though by one of the SWAT team.
Shot placement.
David Sweat did?
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. Nope. The other guy did.
The other guy.
David Sweat is still in a special housing unit for the rest of his life. But
him and another guy, let's catch us up here. So him and another David Sweat and another guy escaped together.
2 people escaped from a New York State correctional facility, a maximum security prison.
You know how they escaped?
Yes, they escaped through the steam pipes. And it wasn't wintertime, so they cut through this 3-foot wide steam pipe that comes from the steam house, because that's how they heat heat the water. They heat the whole prison, everything like that. Okay. So anyways, they literally shimmied down into that, and then they got into the sewer system, and they ended up like in the middle of
Shawshank.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah, dude, this was crazy shit.
Shawshank, right? Like,
so the whole escape was like 6-8 months, a year in planning. So they would go at night and go down through the center of these cells and then find where the steam pipe was and start cutting it. So they had help from like civilians as well too. So Joyce Mitchell was one of the helpers that brought in hacksaw blades
in
like meat and shit. Oh yeah. It's a fucking
crazy.
Was that
crazy. Like a cafeteria worker or something, or?
She was a seamstress actually. So a lot of these prisons, the maximum security prisons, have jobs that they do. So every single New York State license plate is made by prisoners. Mm. And all of the, I say uniforms, but the greens that they wear green, the inmates do. All of their uniforms are made at a facility by inmates.
Okay.
So they worked in the I don't know what the fuck you call it, the seamstress shop, whatever. So yeah, she was bringing in contraband, and at night he was going in. They had a love relationship, so they actually fucked inside of the prison.
I was gonna say, like, I see this like a lot on like the internet and stuff. What happens is like it's not specific to like the corrections industry, but you find people who are supposed to be on our side of things, right? Corrections officers and everything else who are lonely individuals.
Civilians that work in there.
Yeah. And
these fucking inmates are manipulative, man. Very, very, very manipulative.
There's a reason their life was right. They know how to work people. They know how to do things. They know how to get things done.
And they've got 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to think about what the fuck they got to do next.
They don't have any outside life of that. There's no going home after work and shutting the brain off from the old prison experience. No.
Yeah, they get locked in the cell and they're like, okay, how do I work over Melinda? How do I get this to work?
Yep.
You know, you see somebody, you know, physical appearance or whatever. What is this motherfucker doing?
Dude, I take his pants off. My box, my ass is sweating in this chair.
Why are you sweating so much, dude?
I don't know, dude, but I gotta take my.
I mean, just because you condone fucking Nazism, I mean, you don't have to sweat that, man.
Dude, I'm sweating like a Nazi in church.
Condemn Nazism.
Are you nervous about that?
No, I'm not nervous.
Listen, we get canceled, we just start a new podcast. Fuck
yeah,
it.
It'll be called Duck It Nazi Dialogue. Nazi Dialogue. put it out. Nazism.
Or us.
there'll be more viewers.
But yeah, no, again, it's what
there's
I mean,
a mark.
I'm getting
right?
off track here, but
okay, so I mean, let's wait. I want to hear this story. So they escaped. It was summertime. Yeah. They got through the steam pipes. They went through the sewer system, and they're in the woods out in Malone, New York area for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
In the woods.
Yeah. So you were talking about like escape, and this is what we're trying to get at, like, you know, people having this this persona about, you know, convicts and bad people. So what I was trying to get at is like what you were saying with, you know, remembering people like this girl literally follows David Sweat around, and they got married in the prison. She doesn't know this fucking guy from outside. He's been in prison for fucking years, and she came in and they got married in the prison. Wow. Every time he gets transferred to a new facility, she follows him and rents an apartment and comes and sees him.
I'm honestly surprised there isn't a hardship move for him. She'll move, and then he'll move with her because it's a hardship move. Yep. Fucking, what's his name? Forehead, dickhead. Charles Manson had a wife. Like, who the fuck does this?
Dude, this is like the same thing. This is what it reminds me of. Like, she literally got married to
How can you work like, in a
never
prison?
Never met him outside of prison.
And then get married to an inmate and still keep your job.
Well, not only an inmate, but an inmate who's like murdered a bunch of people. Like, just a very savage human being. Oh, they've changed because they're in prison. We're going to marry them.
Yeah.
It is called something when you have a captor.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, there you go. So that's not. I'm not trying to get onto that, but it's some sort of, you know,
similarity
in there. Yes, correct. Of whatever the fuck goes through their mind, but like this girl has a kid, and brings this kid into fucking prison to the visits. Like, it's fucking. It's fucked up. Like
to
this
meet kid a sits, pedophile.
This fucking kid.
You'll
this
bring
kid.
Her, yeah.
This kid sits there. The kid, the young kid, sits there for 8 hours as they visit and like hold hands and. Like smooch and talk and like what the fuck do you have to talk about?
So wait. These people get 8 hour visits.
Yeah, from like 9 to 4. Well, it's not 8, but it's like 9 to 3 or 9 to 2.
How many days?
In a maximum security prison, it's fucking 5 days a week, dude.
They could come 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And meet with them. So you're telling me this motherfucker can get. Free housing, free food,
outside visits,
and vagina brought to him on demand.
So you don't even know the first about it, dude. Like they have like trailers that you can get accepted to that you can stay on premises that you can stay overnight unsupervised with this person. Say it's your wife, and you can fuck like crazy rats for fucking 2 nights.
Shit, dude, I'm doing life wrong.
You can take a fucking
Yeah,
you can Airbnb out a fucking a prison fuck cell.
Yes,
and
for free.
Hey, you guys want to get into business?
Max, listen. Medium, and minimum security prisons. You cannot do this. Maximum security prisons. If you have, you know, certain credentials or if you have good behavior, you can have these people come. Say your mom, your dad, your wife, your kids, and you can stay in a fucking trailer on premises in a maximum security life in prison and have these people come in and do whatever the fuck you want.
Huh. It's the guns problem.
We're
going to
make
guns problem.
Mini homes on trailers. We're going to drive them to maximum security prisons and we're going to allow convicts to come in there and fuck their wives in tiny homes.
It's inside the walls. It's not. I mean, they're like built. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know.
Still.
I call them trailers just because it reminds me.
No,
of
I
like
know
trailer.
What you mean. You get it in. You get it approved. You get your stamp of approval. You slap it on the side of it. It's like a fucking health inspector on a restaurant.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not that. They're there. It's a certain program that you submit to, and if you get approved through this program, like your mom can show up and or whoever has the background, like they get brought into the prison.
Yeah.
They get put in the shack, the door gets locked behind them, It's like, there's no, I mean, like, this fucking dude could literally fucking murder his wife inside of there and we wouldn't know until the next morning. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's holy nuts. Fuck.
Yeah, so here,
but then
here's
you lose
a real
those conjugals, crazy. Baby. You can't go murdering anyone in the conjugal hut. No. You'll lose your conjugals.
Here's what's really weird.
There you go.
That's a big.
This is just strictly me. I may have spent time in jail when I was younger. And
jail, not prison.
Correct. Jail. It was 1 to 90, reviewing 5. So 1 day, 90 days, reviewing 5 days.
Yep.
Within the 5 days, I'm locked in my cell, other than shower time. And I was juvenile time.
How old
I was
you?
Let out.
16, 17?
I got out when I was 17.
So you went at 16?
So I think so. It's been a long time. But yes, I went in for assault charges, and the only time I was allowed out of my cell, there was a visitor other than shower time and stuff. I was in my cell on my little, I had a brick bedding with like a little like exercise mat on top of it, was when I had a visitor. That was the only time I was allowed out. I was a kid, you know, we did dumb shit. I got in a fight. This is all public record. You can find it if you want. So,
you'll never find mine.
It's real hard to see. Do you condone Nazis? Or do you condone
I condone non-Nazis. There
you go. So, like, based on what you're telling me right now, these lifer inmates who are like,
dude, it's a free for all in a maximum security prison, dude. Listen, in a
living
maximum security prison, they are not in their cells 23/7. Get what I'm saying? So like 23 hours a day, 1 hour a rec, they are not. No, it's free fucking movement. Like you open the cells, they go out to programs. They have, dude, listen, they have vocational programs. They've got, and this is all public knowledge. I mean, look at the activists towards like, you know,
I mean, I get that. I get that
prison reform and shit like that.
All that crap should be treated okay. But
I think
that
if
you're there,
they literally walk around all fucking day.
So it's not even a punishment. It's not a fucking punishment.
It's not. This is what I'm trying to say. This is what I said. You would be better out to be locked up in fucking prison than
be homeless. Yeah. That's correct. Well, that's why people commit crimes just to go back into jail or prison.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Here's
a good question for you. So
I had to shave it. I had to shave it. It was touching my mouth and I didn't like it.
here's like my legit question. As a corrections officer, I thought, as a civilian, the purpose of prisons were to rehabilitate and to reintegrate, right? Rehabilitate the person.
Correction officer. I totally agree.
Right? So as a society, what are we supposed to do with these individuals who are neither one of those? You can't rehabilitate them. You can't reintegrate them. Should we just pay for their life, for the rest of their life, or should we just fucking end it?
That's what I mean. Again, depending on the seriousness of the crime. I mean, I met a guy in prison there that ate his wife, you know, murdered her and then ate her for like a week until he got found. You know what I mean? Until he got caught. You know?
How did she cook? How did he cook her? Was it
I
like,
don't know. I didn't really ask
like
that question.
Like, kidding.
It was weird because he was in like honor housing. Like, he walked free for 8 hours a day and then got put back in the cell.
You fucking ate somebody.
Oh, yeah, dude. You ate somebody. Well, I have good behavior, so you know what? Hey, listen, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna put you in some you know, special housing, and we're going to enjoy the rest of your life sentence. You know.
So do you talk to these people and they tell you that, or did you find that out?
They're probably super open about it. They don't give a shit.
No, they don't. I don't talk to them about that. I usually hear, you know, about what they did and kind of look them up. I don't look up anybody unless I know that you're a pedophile. I really want to know, like, the juicy details of what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, this is, you know, obviously it's typical shit like that.
So
this guy told me that he ate his wife, legitimately told me that he ate his wife. Yeah. I was like, well, you know what, dude? We're not going to talk anymore. You can get the fuck away from me. I just don't like that.
Dude, I got
How did that conversation come up?
Like, it was like a conversation because he's literally walking around like this big, huge, open. Like there's like this open area down the center, and then all up the walls are cells. So it's like four stories of cells.
Yep.
Like looking around like this as I'm looking
like
here.
A foyer.
And like then just like it's just like a meeting area like in the middle, and then there's like, you know, a table set up and picnic tables and shit like that. And this, you know, you sit there and you have to talk to these people because you have to. There's no doubt. Like you'd go fucking insane if you didn't talk to them.
Yeah.
And if you were miserable to them, you're miserable either in your real life or you're just a fucking asshole and you hate your life, period. Like,
no,
shouldn't
I think
be in this
job.
You gotta
be on guard, I'm sure.
Oh, fuck yeah. You can't, listen, man. People become complacent. Like, I've become complacent in certain instances, but it's never like to the point where it's like, I know when you're fucking with me. Like, I know when you're trying to get something from me and it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's a no. You know what I mean? But yes, you always have to be.
I think the military becomes, I mean, very, very pseudo that way.
Yeah.
Take a deployment, right? You talk to everybody.
Oh my God. We talked about this last episode, Steve. Like, I couldn't fucking imagine. Like, there's no, and even like, because complacent came up in the conversation we had the last episode. And it was like, I don't even know. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, that's the thing. Like, I give you guys the utmost respect and kudos to how you guys went out there and did what you did, because
well, there's similarities here. Let me around
join
back.
The army.
So like, you're on deployment, right? You don't, there's say somebody in your platoon's weird. You look like you're jerking off right now.
Oh me, oh Steven does, yeah.
Yeah, Steven. So like,
he's
got his shoulder up.
Getting canceled things tonight, baby.
Say somebody you don't traditionally talk to. You're on guard duty with them, right? So you're there. Out of the ordinary, you engage in conversation. So you're saying it's kind of the same thing. You're fucking there at work. You're
yeah.
like, fuck
and
what
that's
I do.
But you have to talk to these people because they talk to you. And it's not like I'm going to sit there and not talk. I mean, talk sports betting. They talk sports. They talk a bunch of shit. You know, hey,
at
listen.
At what point, though, out of my own curiosity, what point are you like, I'm not fucking talking to you?
That's you it. It's just like it, when they, well, this is the thing. It's like when they start talking about personal things like family and kids and pets and fishing and cars and shit like that. It's like, dude, you know what? Hey, listen, it's time for you to get the fuck away from me. Step away from my desk and you need to go back to what you're doing, because this isn't who we are in here. And you know this. You know, well, yeah. Right. You seem like a different kind of person. I'm like, I'm not a different kind of person. I said, I'm no different than I am inside than I am outside. I'm the same person that I am in here than I am outside. But I can tell you right now, you're being a fucking piece of shit. You're being shiesty. You're being, you know, you're asking too many questions. You're being too personal. I said, you need to step back, you know, reassess and, you know, get the fuck away.
So are any of them trying to fish for information to, like, figure out who your family is and shit like that? Or is it like...
Not unless you really... like do something
happen?
To them
that's you let down your walls and they get in there, man.
Yeah, oh fuck yeah.
Fucking tick, like, dude. You yeah, let yeah. your pants fall outside your boot and the fucking ticks get in.
Well, listen, yeah. I want to tell you, it's like these I don't understand it. It's like so here's the thing. Here's the first rule. The first rule that they tell you when you get in there, do not fuck the inmates. Period. Like that's rule number one. Don't fuck the inmates, because you know what happens is you're an instant felon. They have zero consent. It's rape, period. Done.
So then
you
how come,
are a felon. Right,
so how come then that woman can get married to a fucking guy that's already in prison without being a felon?
Because she's a civilian. I am a state worker.
Aren't they a civilian working in the prison?
Civil
oh,
service.
Oh, you're saying that? No. Okay.
Anybody that works inside the prison takes an oath, and it says that, hey, listen, if you fucking inmate, you are a felon.
Okay.
He's civil servant. He takes civil service exams and shit. Correct. He's that dude.
I thought you were saying earlier that lady that married the dude in prison.
No. This David Sweat.
Prison. Okay, gotcha.
She's a civilian. She came in. She's been writing him in prison forever. And then all of a sudden she shows up as a visitor because she got,
there it is,
you know, cleared. And then, you know what? Hey, listen, I want to marry you. And then they have a service in the prison. Excuse me. And they get married.
Wow.
I get we allow it, but how are you going to have a fucking marriage service in a goddamn prison in the United States?
They have the chaplain come over and do a service. Do you, David Sweat, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Do you promise not to eat her on Tuesday?
Yeah. But again, it's just like, again, you don't let your guard down. You can't be complacent. Dude, and again, we have
some serious credit. How the fuck do you do that job, man?
Well, it's very, very simple. I am a highly paid babysitter.
Yeah, here's
the thing. You tell people to shut the fuck up, they shut the fuck up. Because it's like, it's literally like my child. If I tell my child not to do something, she's going to be like, I'm still going to do it because you haven't really you know, done anything to say that, like, I can't do this, or done anything, not physical, but, you know, in my mind to think that I can't do this again. So when I say, hey, you know what, you want to go to fucking rec at 8 o'clock and you want to keep fucking around, or so they have cooking supplies, they have TVs and all this shit. I'm like, you know what? And they have late night. So on Friday and Saturday, they get to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, hey, you know what, motherfuckers, late night's canceled. Okay. So this one guy's fucking with me the whole night. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done. So one falls, you all fall. Like, you guys are a community.
Oh,
you guys,
yeah. It's
so
like the
this is the, was exactly. It's nice you. Man? You are a community. So if one guy fucks up, you guys all fuck up. Oh, right. You know what I mean? We didn't do this. We're gonna take care of this. And no, it's done. It's over. So your late night's gone. Friday night or Saturday night, you can't watch football games. You can't watch, you know, whatever you watch. You can't do this. You're going to bed. 11 o'clock. Lights the fuck out. Done. So then
you
they're
are
like
a fucking babysitter. Well,
no shit. I'm serious. Serious. Dude, I took their cooking supplies. I took their cooking supplies a couple weeks ago at like 3 o'clock.
They can cook
their
own meals.
They can't. Yes, they can. Yes, they have toaster ovens. They have microwaves. They have hot pots. They have toasters. Yes, they can cook their own food. So they get food from commissary, like fried chicken and all this other bullshit. Anyways, so I took their cooking supplies at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody was smoking inside of the dorm where everybody sleeps. I was like, this is my living quarters. And it's your living quarters, but it's my living quarters. I said, so what I say goes. So I took all their shit when they were all sleeping. And the next morning they woke up and they had no fucking cooking supplies. I come in the next day and they're like, right. What the fuck happened? I was like, well, you guys are fucking smoking on the fucking door. So what? I'm like, dude, I announced it when I caught somebody's fucking smoking. I didn't know who it was at the time.
Yeah.
I said, when you guys, one of you can come up like a fucking man and tell me that I fucked up, tell me that you fucked up, I'm sorry, and say that, yes, it was me. And I'm not going to tell you where it was or what direction it was or where I smelled it or, you know, anywhere in the vicinity.
You were a hole.
You were a hole. I said, so until somebody can come up to me and tell me that, you know, I fucked up as a man, man to man right here, you will not get your cooking shit back. It'll be a fucking year. I don't give a fuck until somebody comes up to me and tells me that I fucked up and I was smoking in the dorm where I should not be smoking. So it took like six, almost 7 hours for this guy to come up to me and say, hey,
7 hours.
Right. I was in 36.
I'm almost ready for shift change.
Seriously. It was. Yeah, yeah. It legitimately was. He's like, right. He's like, I fucked up, man. He's like, I was smoking in 36 bed. That was my old bed. I want to come to you as a man and tell you I was the one that was smoking in the dorm. It took 2 days, 2 days for him to come up to me and tell me that. So it was like two shifts on it's actually more than two shifts. It was like six shifts for him to come up and say, hey. So this, yes, it's babysitting. It is 110%, because you can take things away that they rightfully deserve. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's a privilege. So I take their cooking stuff, and I this is my speech when I tell them. I'm like, hey, I said, you look at me. I said, guys, I'm 165 pounds. I'm not going to fight you. I said, I will not fight you. I said, but if we do fight, I'm going to tell you what. I said, I'm going to lose every single time in the beginning. I said, but in the end, you will lose. Completely lose everything.
In the end.
Because it's not just me, because I hit a little button on my radio, and then here comes a squad of fucking 30 dudes coming in, and it's fucking game over. So I tell him that, and then I go, hey, So I don't write tickets unless I'm told to by a superior. I do not write tickets. And
what are tickets? Is that just things that they do wrong and then that adds time?
Yeah, and then it doesn't add time. It takes good time, takes privileges away, takes good time away. It puts them on what they call loss of rec. So they don't have rec, they don't have telephones, they don't have they have tablets too, by the way. A tablet like your kid has. So yes. Yeah, mind blown, right? Yeah, they all have tablets. So they can download shit, they can listen to music on it, they can watch movies, they can email their fucking girlfriends and their fuck toys or former fuck toys.
They have internet on that bitch too?
They do have the internet, but they don't. So they have to go to a kiosk and they actually have to like go on there like this computer that I'm on right now, type in what they want, and it creates a list. So then after that they plug in their tablet and it downloads everything to their tablet. So they don't have the internet. They do have the internet to download things.
They have restrictions to
correct. So they don't have instant like Wi-Fi. So they don't have like what we're doing right now. They can download certain emails. Correct. Yes. Gotcha. So they can download the news. They can download magazines. They can download books, movies, a lot of music, a fucking ton of shitty ass music that they listen to. but yes. What was I talking about before that? I just lost track here.
Taking away stuff. You can't add to their time, but you can take away from.
Yeah. So, my speech, and I tell them, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm not going to write a ticket. I do not write tickets. And unless, again, I'm told to by my superior. And the only thing that I'm going to tell you right now, the final thing that I'm going to tell you is that like, I get even. And that's it. So getting even is like you're not going to wreck. You're not getting your cooking supplies. You're not getting TVs. Sunday night football, you're fucked. Like, yeah. It's going to be gone.
And that's a major one. They're like, we can go without food.
It's huge because they bet, dude. They talk on the phones. They sell their drugs still. Huge, it's fucking crazy. It's huge. Huge, huge, huge. Yeah, so, I mean, it's the insider story. It's you know, you're not supposed to talk about this. But you know what? Listen, it's all public knowledge. Everybody knows.
I was going to say, you're telling me stuff that I haven't heard personally, but you're telling me stuff that I know. You know what I mean?
So, yes, I have like 97% of my job is
watching dudes butt fuck.
No, they don't. that's a misconception everybody gets in prison. I mean, unless it's something that happens that I don't see, you know,
why do you buy the course?
Yeah. It's not that good. No, I'm just kidding.
But fucking it's all brought to you by Coors Light. It's all right.
So you know what I mean.
I do. I'm just
kidding. He's the one that gives out the authentic certificates for the Nazi butt plugs.
No, you could don't.
Listen, boys. I do have to I've got a lot of shit I got to take care of tonight for tomorrow.
All right, bro.
I do have to sign off. No, I am not working tomorrow. I've just got to get my truck to the shop in the morning. I got to drop it off tonight. Dr. Weinstein is coming up for a little hunting festivity.
Oh, so you're going hunting in the morning in the morning.
Yeah, we just changed both of the girls' rooms over cuz Bethany wanted a smaller room.
Okay.
So yeah, I've got a lot of shit I gotta take care of here tonight. So
you're good, man.
Well, we've been going for 2 hours.
2 hours, bro. I'm gonna release this as two videos. As two. We're gonna do part one, part two.
You can't split it at the condone condemn.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
No. I'm gonna end that first one at I condone Nazism. And then we'll
You know what? He's right. You should absolutely do that.
Then to be continued.
To be continued. Does he condone or condemn? Who knows? Find out next time.
It's like an SVU episode, and it's like, da-da-da, to be continued.
To be continued. I respect it.
Dun-dun.
All
right, listen, you guys can keep going, but...
Crazy.
Yeah, we're probably going to hop off, too.
Yeah, we're good. We're done. Hey, this is Duck It Dialogue. Go duck yourselves.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro.